Scripture reading for our meditation today is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 11th chapter, verses 28 and 29. And Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray now that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. When you've been preaching at the same spot for 20 years, sometimes you tell stories over again, and some of you may have heard me tell this. When I was a very young pastor, I was preaching one Sunday morning, and a visitor came into our church and happened to sit right in the front row and right in the middle of the front row. And I didn't recognize her at all. She had a little boy with her. And she began crying during the service, during the readings and the prayers. And she just kept crying. And during the sermon, I know my preaching can be bad, but she she just kept crying during the service. And afterwards came up to me and said, "Can I come and talk to you tomorrow?" I said, "Sure." So she came to my office on Monday, and she had a newspaper clipping that she put on my desk. And she said, "Before we talk, please read this." And she sat down and again began tearing up. And I read this article that had happened about a week earlier, and there was a young man who had been involved in a shooting that was now arrested and awaiting trial. And apparently there had been some altercation at his home, and he shot at someone's truck and nearly killed someone. And she said, "That's my husband, Bill. That's my husband, Bill, and he's in jail right now." And she said, "You need to hear the rest of the story that brought this on." And apparently both of them had been out drinking at a bar one night, and she went home early with another man and went back to their house, and her husband, in a drunken stupor, came home later and found them together and chased the man out of his house, took a shotgun, and as the man was getting in his truck, shot up his truck, and unaware of the fact that on the passenger side, another man was kind of taking a nap. And it just about killed that man, and he was in critical condition. So he had now been brought up on charges. But this woman knew that she was the one that caused the entire incident, and her adultery, and her drunkenness. And she was just destroyed inside to think that this might mean that if this man dies, that her husband could go to prison for decades. And her conscience was just beating her up like crazy. The human conscience is a very interesting thing, isn't it? And it can be a very powerful thing in people's lives. So I went to see her husband the next day at the jail. He was in his orange jumpsuit, and I was not allowed to be in the same room with him. We had to speak through glass, and because of the nature of his crime. And he likewise, as soon as I started talking to him, broke down crying and was just despondent over his guilt and what he had done wrong and how this would wreck his life. He was probably late 20s at the time. And I remember he said to me at one point, "I just don't understand how I could get to this point in my life." He was burdened with the fact that he had a problem with alcohol. He expressed to me that he had so many great imperfections about being a husband and a father. And his rage at this man was rooted in all the other problems of his life, too. And he now was terrified to wonder what God would think of him. And he was just so frustrated with himself. Once again, the human conscience is a very powerful thing. In our text before us, Jesus uses the imagery of labor, of difficult work, of a burden, something that's just so heavy you can't possibly carry it. And I don't know if you've ever noticed with yourself when somebody just finds something that you've done wrong and kind of just pricks at that a little bit, it makes you likewise feel a burden on yourself. It can really trouble your conscience. And it's not a spot we like to stay in very long. We're so uncomfortable with it that we want to kind of get out of that. But there is a burden aspect to our guilt, and it can sometimes just drive people to do some horrible things. There are physical signs of guilt on people's bodies. Our muscles get tense. There's fatigue that can happen. Digestive issues, avoiding eye contact with people, fidgeting with things with your hands, insomnia. It's just interesting, all the different ways that fear and a sense of guilt can come out in human beings. We sometimes use the expression that someone has a heavy heart. King David said this after his fall into sin with Bathsheba. When I kept silent, my bones grew old through my groaning all the day long. For day and night, your hand, speaking to God, your hand was heavy upon me. As if God was just pushing down with his law into his chest and driving him into his bed at night to make him feel so guilty for all the bad stuff that he had now done in his life. That heavy hand of the law crushing down upon us. So it's in that situation and in that condition where our Lord Jesus comes to us and says these beautiful words in front of us today. Come unto me, all of you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Now, I can only speak for myself. We only know what's in our own conscience, right? But today, you probably are carrying some load of a particular sin or a particular thing that's happened in your life, and it maybe was a fall that was so deep that it even surprises you, that it would surprise the people that know you. Something that maybe, or maybe it's even something that's gone on for a while in your life. Maybe it's something that has become so frequent in your life that it's just, you've become entangled with it. But our Lord Jesus is still extending his invitation to you today. Come unto me, all of you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Bishop Locke from Norway said this, it's as if Christ is saying, when the law accuses you, all you have to do is refer the matter to me. And I love that. When the crushing hand of the law, you can sense that on yourself and your conscience. God says it's been lifted off of you and put onto Christ. St. John has a beautiful line a couple chapters earlier than the text I just read. If our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our hearts. And that ultimately, that lifting off of the pressure is all because of what Christ has done for each one of you on the cross by taking that burden on himself. And he's not simply inviting you to come and place the burden of your guilt upon him, but he's announcing to you that it's already been done. He's already handled it. That burden has already been taken care of. And even before you and I would ever be aware of it. And so there's no more need to feel this burden of the law that we have to somehow do something to make God so happy with us. He's already done it himself, and he did that for every person in this room. And our Lord Jesus says, come to me, all of you who are laboring under these feelings, and I'll give you rest. I am here to forgive you. No preset conditions or qualifications. Jesus then goes on to say, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So I had the opportunity over a number of weeks to go and visit this Bill in the jail, and after about 2-3 lessons and learning the gospel, and he found out about baptism, he asked to be baptized, which had never been baptized before in his life, and I got to baptize him in the jail, only time I've ever baptized someone in a prison. And he ended up going away to prison for about 8 or 9 years, and visited him there a few times as well. And what was interesting is in his baptism, as little and seemingly insignificant as it appeared to be, there was a different type of weight put on him from the water. It was a different kind of yoke or burden put on him. It was a forgiving yoke. It was the love of God just poured on his head. And all of his enormous, heavy, guilty things that were laying at his conscience through his baptism were thrown onto Christ. And now Jesus gave him this very light thing to carry, his baptism. Just a few ounces of water. And that's what he had to carry now, to cleanse his conscience from all the bad things he'd ever done, to wash him clean, and to grant him the forgiveness of sins and the absolute key to heaven itself. The human conscience may be a powerful thing at times, but there is nothing of greater power than the authority of God himself and his precious absolution, who says to each one of you, I forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.